This is your captain speaking.
Let's get ready for takeoff.
Welcome aboard, passengers. I'm your captain, Carla.
And I'm your captain, Mary.
And we started a podcast. It has nothing to do with airplanes, air traffic, or cargo.
No, we're not even flight attendants.
But here we are on our airliner, ready to sit back with our passengers and have some good conversation. Let's unpack today's episode.
Yeah, so, you know, we kind of wanted to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving since it's coming up pretty quick.
Yes, actually.
It did creep up on us.
It did. It really did.
You know, I feel like I was just there yesterday, last year's. But we, you know, we were doing some research about Thanksgiving. My daughter asked me, like, "Hey, Mom, what is Thanksgiving?" I'm like, "Oh,
well,
well, let me do some research. Thank God for the internet." And you know, I actually found it pretty interesting. Like, you know, you everything that I research, I'm usually like, "Wow, wow!" Like you,
who would have thought?
Who would have thought Abraham Lincoln
wasn't our second president?
I mean, I didn't know exactly what president he was, but I knew he wasn't the second president.
Well, passengers, in case you want to know, he was our 16th president. You're welcome.
Correct.
And because of our daddy, Abraham Lincoln,
now we celebrate.
Now we have a national holiday. Yeah. And you know, speaking of the national holiday, I was thinking about the very first time that Chris, his family, my husband Chris, for all you passengers that don't know us yet, he invited us, or invited me to go over to his Thanksgiving, and I was,
So you weren't husband and wife?
We weren't husband and wife, we were just dating. It was the very first, it was the first family holiday that we got to hang out together. He invited me with his family, and his mother's from Germany, born and raised. She moved over with his dad, and she was setting up all these plates and making it beautiful. She has a beautiful Thanksgiving spread. And I thought, let me help her. I'm going to make a good impression. I'm going to go and help her. So I go over to help her. And it's kind of quiet. She's a quiet gal. And I'm like, I need to make conversation. I want to talk with her. So I ask her, "Hey, Hilda, what are some of your Thanksgiving traditions you did when you were growing up?" Now, passengers, the way she looked at me was so like, I don't know if you guys know, they don't celebrate Thanksgiving in Germany. It is a American holiday.
Yeah, the pilgrims came over here to try to, you know, learn how to live. And then they came across some people that helped them grow food and stuff. And that's how it kind of came about.
And here we are.
And here we are. Carla asked her German mother-in-law,
about
how do they do Thanksgiving where you're from
in Germany? Gee whiz, you know, that is why we're here. We are gonna learn together, passengers. We're gonna be on this flight, we're gonna have some fun,
yeah.
We're gonna have some laughs, we're gonna entertain, and it's gonna be a good time. That was the reason why we kind of wanted to roll our podcast and just have some fun and tell you guys our silly stories. And
we have a lot more silly stories than
we really do. We have a lot to unpack. We'll unpack a lot over these episodes, and we still have a lot on this one. But I want to hear, Mary, tell me some of your family traditions, what you look forward to.
I don't look forward to the turkey. That's not one of my, you know, I'm not like, "Oh, we're having turkey."
Yum.
I'm a ham girl. I love ham. I love the smell of it. And I really wasn't ever a ham girl, but, and my dad used to always tell us, like, "You need to try ham, it's so good." And I'd be like, "Oh, that's so gross."
It's just an odd thing. Like, if you, like, look at the, like, the plate of food, like, dissect the plate of food that we eat for Thanksgiving, like, there's stuffing, there's, I mean, like, the can cranberry sauce that's shaped like a can. And there's mashed potatoes,
corn.
Oh, you know what? My sister, I will tell you, my sister that lives in Georgia, Stacy, she makes, what is that? Cream of corn?
Cream corn.
God, it's good. I had never had any, and she made some, and it was really delicious.
You never had cream corn?
I never. I grew up in a Mexican household, ma'am.
Well, my My mom loves anything corn. Like my grandpa, I guess, I don't know, he would fry corn on the like the actual
for Thanksgiving?
No, well, I don't know. They probably did. I unfortunately never got to celebrate Thanksgiving with them when they passed when I was little, but I'm sure they did have some fried corn.
Shoot.
She still fries corn to this day.
Really? Yeah. How do you get, like, you open a can of corn?
No, it has to be a bag of corn. I think she, I mean, I guess you can do a can of corn, but she always has, like, bags of corn.
And how do we not make it turn into popcorn? Oh, wait. If you...
I want to know that, too, but, like, when you're making it, you... saute butter.
Okay.
Melt butter and then cook the corn.
This is interesting. I've never heard. I've never heard fried corn.
But it doesn't turn into popcorn. Why not?
I'm having another thought. Seeds. Oh. When put. You know.
Okay, yes.
Here we are, passengers. We are learning, constant learning. And these are just the random conversations that we come up when we're just, you know, fried corn. I really, you know what I feel like the underdog of Thanksgiving is on the food plate? I really feel like the green bean casserole.
Yeah.
I love green bean casserole, and it's not a fan favorite. My mom hates it. Don't even look at her with your green bean casserole.
Does she make it?
No.
You make it?
You know what? Back to my mother-in-law's non-growing up Thanksgiving, she makes a wonderful...
And you guys all just hang out together?
Like, well, we've bounced around. So at many years, I was invited back, even though... I wasn't, you know, the brightest bulb at the dinner. She invited me back. You know, me and Chris have been married for years now. And we went for her. Hers is fun. There's a lot of families going on over there. My in-laws and then my brother-in-law's family. It's a lot there. But we went to Georgia. I've gone to Georgia for Thanksgiving a couple times. Me and my sister would actually meet. Because Georgia's so far, when we drive, we'll meet. Like, we met in Nashville one time, and then,
You know what I'm thinking about?
Tell me.
That story that you went to meet your sister when it was, like, a hurricane.
Oh.
And you guys were, like, adamant about going to an amusement park or something.
Oh, my God. You know what? That's a great story. Me and my sister, I was missing her one year. I tell Chris, and you know, since he's the best guy ever, Chris is my husband, passengers, in case you... You know, you'll start learning our main character. Chris is being my husband. I told her I pouted one year. It wasn't for Thanksgiving, though. I just told him I miss my sister. And then she told her husband. And then they sent us to Florida.
In the middle of a hurricane.
In the middle of a hurricane season. And you know what? Passengers, let me tell you. If there's a hurricane coming, go ahead and buy those Disney tickets. Because there was 12 people in the park. It was just me and my sister along with 12 people. And we got to ride everything in 3 hours. We digress. I have a different great story for you, though. And our main characters in life. We'll guys, passengers, you'll meet my dad over time and his stories. And you know what? I want to know, I want to unpack this because I think this is really funny, Mary, and I want to hear your thought on it. So my whole family drives down to Georgia to talk with my sister, or to see my sister for Thanksgiving. We hadn't seen her for years. So we all drive down there. We're all, you know, getting ready for Thanksgiving, and we decide we need to go to... And you know, in Georgia, they have the Piggly Wigglies. You know, that's what they do. We didn't go to Piggly Wiggly, but I wish
what
the story.
Store?
It's a grocery store.
Oh, okay.
The Piggly Wiggly.
Okay.
Shout out to the Piggly Wiggly shoppers out in Georgia. It wasn't at Piggly Wiggly. It was at Walmart, but I feel like the story would have been better there. So we're at Walmart. We're all shopping to get all the fixings for Thanksgiving. And then my dad's in the, like, his shopping cart. I'm like, Dad, you move your shopping cart. Why are you hitting me with it? Why does he have a shopping cart when my mom is pushing the shopping cart? We're driving. And then we're like, oh my God, my dad stole some lady's shopping cart that had everything in it. Can you imagine? And he did it on accident. It was a complete accident. He didn't mean to do it. He just took some innocent shopper's cart. It had everything.
And, like, did you guys buy that?
No. We just, you know, raided it and kept it moving. But can you imagine? I assume it's a woman. It could have been a lovely man. It could have been a couple, whatever, a family. Can you imagine? You're grabbing your stuffing. You get it off the shelf. You turn around.
And your shop cart's gone.
The whole thing. Like, the whole thing. And
like, all that work.
All that, would you? I feel like I would have called it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going home.
Yeah, I would have given
maybe it. Tomorrow.
If my kids were there. Like, we're out of here. Like,
we're leaving.
We're not celebrating it this year.
I feel like I want to know her story. Like, is she a story in her family? Like, guys, I was at the Walmart shopping. I turn around,
and
gone.
Cart's gone. It's kind of like the parking, you know, you get real upset when they take your parking, but it's like your shopping cart.
Your whole shopping cart.
What was your dad thinking? He was helping your mom?
Well, after we were dying laughing, because that was hilarious. Like, what? Anyways, it was like hitting people with it. I'm all like, move your car. Why do you have a car?
That's hilarious.
You know, I absolutely adore this man, so he'll be a main character passenger. So he'll
come. I love this. Dad's story.
He should be a captain. He really should be. He's going to come in and
probably be one of our guests.
I'm sure he has
a lot of wisdom to give us.
He has a lot of great stories. And you know what I was thinking on an, I mean, just being thankful for the people in your life and thankful, you know, this time of year gives you, like, I was talking to my dad and sometimes I don't really think I know him besides him being my dad, you know, like I was listening to some of his like military stories, stuff I have never seen before. And by the way, passengers, I just posted on my Instagram a picture of my dad. He was a cutie patootie when he was young. He was handsome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel bad too. Like, I think about that often, you know, I think about like I never knew my mom's, all right, my mom's still here, but, like, my dad passed away a few years ago, and, like, I never knew his, like, stories. I never knew his, like, funnies, you know? And, like, and my mom, I know her, I've heard a lot of her funnies. My and my brother got married recently, and my aunt came into town, and they were telling stories, and it was funny. It's funny to hear, like, stories, because your parents are always in parent mode.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. And your mom's a funny bird.
Yeah, she's funny.
She has some good ones.
I want my kids to remember me for funnies, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I want them to be like the way you are with your dad and like those stories. Like, I want that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I think that's important, like creating those memories, because I don't want my kids to be like, oh, my mom was such a prude all the time.
Oh, God. But then I don't know what, like, what's the fine line with, like, so our girls, passengers, we have girls that are the same age. They go to the same high school. And I find that Maddie's asking me, Maddie being my daughter, is asking me more questions that I don't know how much story to tell, you know, where I'm like, do I want her?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I know what you mean.
And I end up not saying anything. And then I'm like, is there a time?
Like before Jesus stories and after Jesus stories.
Yeah. Ambassadors, I don't know if you know, we're in the little city of El Paso and we're a border town. So in Mexico, you're able to drink at the prime age of 18.
Yeah, it's legal over there.
So I like how we don't know who the second president is, but we do know the drinking age. That was important. So we had, and that's another episode. I feel like we could just talk about our
shenanigans
in the.
Well, we grew up on different sides of El Paso, and I'm telling you, it's whole different worlds. Even though we're in the same city,
mm-hmm.
It definitely is, you know, different worlds. But that's a story for another.
It is. I feel like you're barely getting to know his passengers. And we are going to have so much to tell you. I feel like this is going to be a place that's your safe place. Easy listening. You're going to hear our funny stories. You're going to hear our silly adventures, all our main characters.
Yeah, we want to kind of, you know, we want to talk about everything. We want to talk about, you know, from our careers to our life to our traumas to our, you know, we want to share our life with you and we want to hear from you. And I think it's, you know, it's important to have community. And I didn't learn that until I became an adult. And, you know, Carla's shared that a lot with me as far as like, you need a community of people.
Mm-hmm.
So
You know, I feel like one of our favorite things to say, and you too, is like we don't, when we're, our babies grow up and they become like great adults, who's going to be left on our bench, you know? I mean, we're going to hopefully have these husbands of ours, and then we'll have some great friends along the way. And you know, we, to nurture that, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, definitely.
To do all of that stuff, and then brings to our, what we're thankful for.
Right. And I think that, like, I mean, me, I'm very thankful for a lot of the things that I've gone through in my life. You know, I've become more spiritual within the past few years, and I've learned to really trust, you know, God with my life and everything and every aspect, because you're always like, oh, if I wouldn't have done that, maybe this wouldn't have happened or whatever.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Like, mm-hmm. Oh, I wish I could do something different. And that's mm-hmm. living in guilt and in shame, right? But that's not life. Like, everything in our life happens for a reason. You know, mm-hmm. it's, you think about it now and you just think about, like, I'm just thankful for all the past experiences that I've gone through to get me where I'm at now.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I've grown. I feel like I understand a lot of things better. I'm a better person. So yeah, that's what I'm thankful for. All my past traumas. What are you thankful for?
I mean, I think our past traumas, absolutely. You know what I'm trying to not do? And I'm learning this a lot. Maddie is in a very transitional, I feel like, age, where I feel like a lot of what I'm saying to her, I'm like relearning. So I'm learning how to deal with my traumas, I think, in a healthier way versus being a victim or carrying it around still. I think it's just more unpacking it, passengers, and letting it be a learning curve and not who I am anymore.
Yeah. Okay, I love that. Like, I think that's the biggest thing about taking accountability for yourself.
Oh, right. What you mean, girl? I've never been wrong. Not I. I'm a captain on this plane, and I am right. But you know what? That is such in reflecting and being, I keep on saying that, like, what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful I can now take accountability of all the crazy things I was partaking in relationships or in activities, or, you know, not being the one, like, it happened to me. Like, no, I did a lot, you know? I mean, those are things we'll talk about, we'll unpack.
But that's good. Like, I think, I mean, I'm thankful for that too, because it's almost like, why that happened to me, but it wasn't anything I was doing when it was a lot of the things that I was doing, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think definitely taking accountability in that. Like, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I have a testimony, girl. Like, that's going to be a whole episode of its own.
But you know what's even crazier about that? I didn't even know people. Like, I've heard that testimony. Everybody can have a testimony in their own way. I didn't know. Jackie gave me, a friend of ours, a mutual friend. She's the one who explained to me a little bit about that. And I thought that was really interesting. I want to wheel back. I want to know, what is one of your, that you've made in today's time, Thanksgiving traditions? I'll give you an example while you're thinking of yours.
Yeah.
So my family just started doing annual kickball game. An annual kickball game. Can you imagine?
I do love that.
An annual kickball game. I think that is a really cool concept. It makes everybody get out, move your butt a little bit while you're waiting for your Thanksgiving dinner. I just thought it was a really cool new tradition.
And I do love that.
And you know what? Not only that, though, we're inviting not only family. Now friends are coming. And I even told you you're invited.
I do have a tradition.
Oh, give it to me.
I just had a brain fart, but. so like I said, I've become more spiritual. My husband's, you know, he's a believer, and, you know, he's taught me a lot. And so Thursday, because Thanksgiving is on the last Thursday of every November.
Our daddy Abraham did that.
He did that in the 1800s. We go to church in the morning, and it really is one of the most impactful services, where they just kind of, you know, you realize why you're there and, like, the people that you're with.
What is that?
In-flight entertainment!
right, Mary, let's play a game of would you rather.
Okay.
Okay. Would you rather work from home every day or work in an office with your coworkers, your favorite coworkers every day?
I would rather work in the office.
I think, okay, let's unpack that. Give me your reasons.
Because when I'm home, I feel like I want to do other things. I'm distracted. But when I'm at work, like, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Like, how is it that, you know, like, when we go have lunch or these people, like, they don't get to work from home?
Yeah. Or have you noticed, like, when we're actually out, because our work lets us mosey about the city, what job do they have that they get to just be out and about too all day?
I wonder that too. Or like when we're doing drop-offs or whatever, mm-hmm. we're like, why are there cars here?
A bunch.
I'm sure they think about that too.
All the time. I guess we got a little taste. So when I'm efficient a lot of the time when I work from home. When I work from home, I can set aside time to sit in the front of the computer and actually be pretty diligent. I really take pride in that. However, I feel like when you and I get together and we work, I'm 1,000% more efficient, or I feel better. So would working in an office all day be better?
In my opinion, yes.
I agree. In my opinion, yes. I just feel like it feels more professional. You get up, you go do something.
Right. Like, I'm the firm believer, if you feel good and you look good, you're going to do good. Like,
oh, my mom.
Oh, yeah. That's your motto.
Oh, my mom. My mom was the lady who looked good going to Walmart. We used to make fun of her. But now, as an adult, I'm like, no, that there's theory behind that. And the same with, like, making your bed in the morning. The moment you accomplish one thing, even if it's small, like making your bed, you've accomplished something.
Right.
You know,
and then you're motivated for the rest of the day.
Agree. Yeah. I really like that. Mm-hmm. I thought you would. I don't know why I thought you were. You're gonna say work from home.
No. Get me out of the house, okay? I want to go do something.
I want to go do something and not clean my house, because if I'm home,
I mean,
cleaning.
Unless you're gonna pay me to stay home, then I'll stay home.
Too bad.
If I have to go to work, I want to go do work.
All right, passengers, let's launch this podcast. Let's get this thing across the globe. Okay. That was our would you rather part. Let me look here. Forgive me looking at my notes. Okay, let's do a couple yays or nays.
Okay.
And this one's a big one. This one stirs the crowd.
Oh.
Christmas tree up by Thanksgiving, yay or nay?
Okay. So, hear me out. I'm going to say yay.
Okay.
Because I'm not like the very decorative girl. Like, I don't like to like put stuff up and take stuff down. I know you are, but I am not that girl. You know, I'm like, I got 4 kids. I don't want to be like picking up and backing up. My mother-in-law's like that. Like, that girl.
Oh, your mother-in-law's a girl. Hate decorator. She's good.
Yeah,
she's really
good
at it.
She's taught me a lot. She showed me the world, you know.
You know what's crazy is, remember when I ran into you at the store, the decorating store,
uh-huh.
Home Goods,
uh-huh.
And you were miserable.
I've gotten better. Okay?
You were shopping with your mother-in-law. Nothing to do with her. She's happy as a clam. It's just not your vibe.
Yeah. Well, like, that's not my vibe.
It's not.
I mean, there's certain things that I like. Like, the other day we went to Costco and I got, like, this big charcuterie board and I was very excited about it because I have, like, these visions. Like, I like to host sometimes now. I never used to, but now I do.
You hosted a Galentine's and I'm proud of you.
Girls can come into my house now. You know? But I want my kids to be like that. Like,
yeah.
I want them, you know, like, I get these ideas with my daughter in high school and like I want her to have dinners with her friends and like stuff like that. You know, I have 4 girls, so I want them to be.
You're so jealous.
We just want them to be better than we were.
Yeah. I agree. For me, I could easily and happily eat Thanksgiving dinner next to a Christmas tree. It does me, and I'm not mad about it.
Well, you also have 8 Christmas trees in your house.
I do.
I have not put up my Christmas tree yet.
I
feel bad.
But, you know, it doesn't bother me when people don't have it either. Like, if I go to someone's Friendsgiving and it's purely Thanksgiving themed, I'm not fazed by that either. I can appreciate the pumpkins and the tree. I'm here for it all. I just like a good setup. for me.
You are a very good decorator.
Oh, thank you.
I remember going to Hobby Lobby with you, and you saw the vision, and I didn't see the vision. I was like, why are you?
I really
There's some people that just have it, and I don't.
You do. You do. You're just, I think you're overthinking it a little bit.
Well, I've gotten better.
You have.
For sure.
100%.
Did you see my tree last year?
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
She was a pretty tree.
I mean,
she
I got some help, but you know, I helped.
Yeah, I did the part.
Yeah.
Okay. Last year, Nay.
Okay.
This is an also a big one. It stirs the crowds. Do you dress up for Thanksgiving, yay or nay?
I do.
I do. I do.
I do.
You know,
growing
I just
up, feel gross though. Like after like eating all day, I'm like, oh, I don't feel cute anymore. But yeah, I do.
You know, I feel like over the year, okay, as a young, let's bring it back. As a kid, hated it. What's the point? What are we dressing up for? A fancier living room
experience.
You know, luxury style living in my house.
Yeah.
And I hated it. And my mom would have us all in matching stuff. It was cute. And then as a teen, I wanted the whole get. Like, I want the stiletto pumps, the full dress. And then, you know, all of that just to sit in the living room.
Yeah.
You know? And then now I'm like, I want to wear cute outfit and slippers. The shoes are always going to be comfortable. The outfit, I can be uncomfortable.
I can dig that.
I can dig the cute slippers. I feel like the shoe for me is like, if I'm uncomfortable with my shoe, it's not going to be a happy experience.
We usually go a lot of places for Thanksgiving, so I have to have some decent
shoes.
You know
what? That's another thing. Like, I wanted to unpack with you a little bit on that. Like, when we were talking about it earlier, I didn't realize how many places you go. That's mind-boggling.
And I'm a divorced person, which I'm remarried now. But that's a hard part too. We can get into that another day. But like the holidays, separating time, that's rough.
Ooh.
And I don't think I'll ever get used to it. But
no.
You know,
that is
I'm blessed with the time that I do get with them, and then I do get to celebrate. Their dad is and I are very, very flexible, so it's cool. Like
you're rare.
Yeah, we're rare.
Both parties
we get along,
are
and
willing.
We're yeah. So and then my husband is a peach, so he's just along.
He's a
like
peach.
He's a
he
peach.
Yeah. He's down.
Yeah, he's just.
He's like, I want to make it
he
easy.
He steps
for everybody.
Up and he's stepdaddy when he needs to be, and he's just yeah.
He makes so. It worth it. So do you okay breaking bread with the ex? Would you ever imagine a Thanksgiving with like everybody at the same table?
No, I don't. I know that there's like, it's because he's remarried too, and he has like a whole other family, and I have.
See, that's where the
you know,
the,
and it's just like they do their own thing.
It's not
and,
complicated, but it's complicated.
Right.
It's just more.
It's
like,
not like an immature thing.
Yeah, it's just more like there's 100 guests, and they can't all sit at the
like
same.
Like what
table.
I love to have my kids all day is, but you know, it is what it is, and. Like I said previously.
You know what I was curious about? And I don't know if this is exactly for you, but just like something to ponder for our passengers for like next episode. Is it just the big holidays, like the big ticket holidays that become messy? Like I can imagine like families not feuding for St. Patrick's Day, you know, but then we're losing
yeah.
sleep over Christmas, Thanksgiving,
That's
Halloween.
That's true. Like I think it's just like the tradition of things.
Yeah.
You know, like you can't really have a tradition in a divorced house because it Ooh, always
yeah.
changes.
Or yeah, maybe you can. It just had to have to be like you guys could have. I mean, and this is just an example. Like, what if you guys had like his family, your family, a kickball game, and then that's you guys all
you
morning.
You and this kickball.
Hey, move your booty. Move your booty before you feel it.
That's true. I mean, I'm not a turkey trotter.
Oh, God, I know.
I would love to be. I would love to be those turkey trotters.
You know what I saw in a little post where it was like, make sure before you get married, and if his family
is a turkey trotter.
or champagne drinkers or wine drinkers or something. I was like, oh, my God, I can't imagine.
Like,
you know?
My husband's. Family fit our vibe. Like my mom, we wouldn't like have Thanksgiving right away, but we never went to like what are those parades or anything like that?
Oh my God, you know, my dad was a parade.
I see you guys going and camping out to being the parade people.
Not camping out.
Oh.
Oh, absolutely not. I think that we, well, I like, but I remember when our parade in the city was like a big, cool parade. I've been in the parade and it was like a massive, and now it's just like a couple cars, a lot of kids walking. There are not so many floats, or if there's floats at all. And so it's just not what it used to be. So we're no longer the parade goers. And I don't even think my kids were fascinated to begin with. And then now we, I don't know how we stumbled upon the kickball game, but it was a success last year. So it was a lot of fun. It brought a lot of people to hang out in the morning, and then everyone kind of go their own ways. So like we had that morning, we had breakfast, everybody had a nice breakfast, and then everybody kind of wandered off to where they ended up, you know?
I think
it's a good idea. I was just wondering if ever there was going to be a time where
it could have been one big.
Well, clearly you want everybody in El Paso part of your kickball game. So.
Do you think he'll come? Do you think
he probably would?
You know, he'll. Oh my gosh! Like my brother-in-law straight up wore cleats and everything. God bless him. He came out to play, and I was ready for it.
My husband is very competitive.
So is he? I am the least competitive person on any of these things. I'm just here for a good outfit. I'm here for the conversation. I organize. I do good organizing. Executing, I don't care. I'm like, I kicked it twice.
There you go.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I mean, I'm inspired to start something. Like that.
I think it'd be fun to carry on through the years at least. But last year, nay.
Oh.
There's one more. Do you do Black Friday, yay or nay?
I used to with my mom.
Oh.
But I don't.
Again, don't you remember like back in the day?
Did you hit up Dillard's?
No, girl. I was at the Best Buy trying to gather TVs, I guess. You know what's funny?
Dang TVs. They have so much problems.
And now I feel like they're not even a thing. Or what are people getting on Black Friday anymore? I don't even know what's the hot commodity. Or you just do Cyber Mondays? Or
I don't know.
I miss those fun campouts. Like I remember one time.
We would camp out.
Oh God, we would go to Thanksgiving dinner and then we would figure out where we wanted to ponder off to, and then we would go and we would stand in line, but it was fun. And I remember one time there was I want to say it was like a gaming system, and we were going to get a gaming system, and they were at the top shelf, and all these people were like upset and like fighting over each other.
And
my tall brother just reached over and grabbed it, and they were mad. Like the masses were upset about it. And I remember thinking like, ooh, they were going to start a fight, and people were angry.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about the holidays is like, it's either joyful or not. And then like, you know, I don't know. And it's, a lot of times it's not.
It's not.
It's more chaos than it is enjoying.
Or even like, well, we were like a little bit touching on the subject of like during the holidays, since we're not such big drinkers anymore, like sobriety. And so, and how a lot of people cope with like loneliness. Like some people don't have these big, great families. Like what are, you know, what are those moments like, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure that's rough.
I know, because, you know, I was thinking, I don't think we drink anymore at our family. I mean, my dad is always okay to pour a drink, but it's not like drinking. It's mm-hmm. like he gets his Seagram, his 7-7. You need the pinky twist in it. That makes the drink. And then I think we drink one and we're done. Everyone's bed, ready for bed. But I was talking to my friend, another mutual friend of ours, and she was talking about how maintaining sobriety and like through the holidays.
Yeah.
Like
I'm sure it can be rough.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow. You know, there's so much to unpack with everything. I guess we wrap it up.
Yeah.
This was our first episode, passengers. All right, passengers. I hope you enjoyed that smooth landing.
It was fun.
It was fun. We had a good time chatting about the holidays.
And we hope you're excited to learn with us and chat about different things and different ideas next time.
We'll see you next time on the next episode. Thanks for catching a flight with us today, passengers.
Like and subscribe below.